KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:08, we have partly cloudy skies in Atlantic, and it's 10 degrees above zero. We look for skies to be continued partly cloudy today with a high of only 15. Winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour and wind chill around 15 degrees below zero. And for tonight, mostly clear with a low of 8 degrees below zero. There will be a wind chill advisory in effect for most of Iowa beginning at 6 o'clock this evening and lasting until about noon on Thursday. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A traffic stop early this morning in Shenandoah resulted in two people being arrested on drug charges. The Shenandoah Police Department reports the K-9 unit conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle with an equipment violation at around 12:17 a.m. in the 800 block of Highway 59. During the incident, the K-9 Remy was deployed and alerted to the odor of narcotics. Following an investigation, a passenger in the vehicle, 35-year-old Tamara Herrera Alberto of Shenandoah, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of paraphernalia. She was arrested also on a valid warrant out of Mills County for a controlled substance violation and failure to affix a drug tax stamp, and two warrants out of Douglas County, Nebraska, for possession of a controlled substance. Herrera Alberto was being held in the Page County Jail on a $31,300 bond. A second passenger in that vehicle, 33-year-old Ramon Nelson of Omaha, was arrested for possession of paraphernalia. He was cited into court and then released from custody. Fremont County Sheriff's deputies assisted Shenandoah Police during that traffic stop. The Southwest Iowa Planning Council, or SWPCO, says they're seeking applicants for its Home Ownership Assistance Program. The program is made possible by a $100,000 grant from the Iowa Finance Authority, or IFA, and administered by SWPCO's Southwest Iowa Housing Trust Fund. The IFA provides grants and low-interest loans through several programs, many of which are available to Southwest Iowans who wish to purchase a home but may otherwise struggle to obtain the resources. SWPCO grant specialist Ann Anstey says the Home Ownership Assistance Program is a little-known but valuable option for homebuyers. She says it's a great program for folks who want to own a home of their own. A lot of times, though, people don't qualify but don't even know there's programs there for them to use. Anstey said the program is available to individuals and families who earn up to 80% of the area median income where they live. The area median income is calculated each year in a city or municipality. Applications are approved, subject to income eligibility, and on a first-come, first-served basis. The grants provide $4,000 at closing in the form of a five-year fully forgivable loan, provided to the homeowner stays in the home for at least 5 years. The loan is forgiven in 20% increments each year. Additionally, homeowners may qualify to borrow up to $3,000 more at a favorable 1% interest rate to be paid back over a maximum of 5 years. To apply, homeowners must have signed a purchase agreement in effect and have a mortgage application in process with a lender. Applicants can request an application from SWPCO, the email address for which is in the same story on our news page, or you can call SWPCO at 712-243-4196. And the Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA, made investments of $16.6 million in community infrastructure, housing, and revitalization projects during the fourth quarter of 2021. Awards were made through the Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, program, which provides support for community improvements. Awards were made for water and sewer improvements, community facilities, housing rehabilitation, and upper story housing. IEDA made awards through the state's CDBG-CV fund, which helps communities prevent, prepare for, and respond to COVID-19. The grants were awarded based on the benefit to low and moderate income Iowans, financial need, project impact and readiness, and the commitment of local resources. The grants will benefit local building projects that contribute to the economic development of multiple Iowa communities, including those in Clarinda, where the Social Services Center was awarded $600,000. In Bedford, Simmering Quarry Incorporated was awarded $224,994 for their EHI program. In Casey, the Region 12 COG, or Council of Governments, was awarded $252,000. In Mount Air, the Southern Iowa COG was awarded $254,000. In Redfield, Region 12 Council of Governments was awarded $209,500. In Lenox, a water main replacement project was awarded $500,000, and in Stewart, a water systems improvement project was also awarded $500,000. The CDBG program is federally funded through the U.S. Department of Housing and Human Development. IEDA is responsible for administering those funds in the non-metropolitan areas of the state. In western Iowa, towns that were hit hard by the 2019 floods are still working toward recovery. Hamburg and Pacific Junction are awaiting levee certifications to move their communities forward. As Hamburg puts the finishing touches on one levee, Mayor Kathy Crane is already focusing on how the small town can build another one. She says getting Hamburg out of the floodplain could transform its future.
If we could do that, you have entirely changed a town and a county, because we would have far more possibilities.
Both towns hope they can use some of the state's allotted infrastructure funding to assist in recovery efforts. Crane estimates her town still has over 70 projects to complete.
What we've always said is we just wanted a fighting chance. This is a fighting chance.
Pacific Junction Mayor Andy Young says the major obstacle is levee certification, something that needs to be complete before the town can use its emergency funding.
Hopefully we'll be moving forward where we've got our town back, or a resemblance of it. But we're making it. We're making it.
The towns are also looking at how they can protect their communities from future disaster, which means finding funding for more flood protection barriers. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindeman Tractor, true blue.